This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Doogie Walker knows for most of us, the past year of geopolitical uncertainty and unprovoked attacks on Canadian sovereignty has been a tough one to endure. It feels heavy, and the ground seems shaky underfoot. That's why, as artistic director and producer of the Highlands Summer Festival, Walker thought it was a good time to celebrate the best of our country by bringing an all-Canadian season of plays and musicals to the stage this summer. Born and raised in Scotland, Walker has been an actor and dancer for most of his life. He met his wife Jocelyn in Edinburgh while studying his master's in theatre and made Canada his home soon after. Now a Haliburton resident, he's already made an impression in theatre here and is embarking on his second season heading up the beloved Summer Festival. He says this year's lineup is a way of honouring and celebrating great Canadian productions.
Last year, it was our 25th season, and we did like things centered around the fact that it was our 25th season. So we had like the first play we ever did. We remounted it with a new cast, and the original Mary Snow from Saltwater Moon came in and directed it. And then we had a gala for all the founding members, and everything was sort of centered around. And I thought like the theme of the 25th season was really kind of cool. And I thought, let's do another theme. As I was thinking about what I would maybe want to do for a theme, just with the way things are right now with the world, it's like, it's the perfect opportunity to celebrate what's amazing about Canada and what's amazing about the creative arts in Canada in particular, because I find that some of the best performers, some of my idols growing up were Canadian. Like growing up, like I grew up on Wayne's World, I grew up with Jim Carrey, like all those people were like my idols. And then when I'm a teenager, I'm like, oh, they're from Canada. Like it's one of those things that Canada has just so much to offer in terms of like the arts and creativity. And it seems like the right moment to just remind, you know, not remind the world because everybody here knows it, but like just to kind of sort of celebrate it. And so all of our shows this year are, yeah, Canadian creatives. We're doing Anne of Green Gables, probably the most Canadian story. Even I'd heard of Anne of Green Gables before I got to Canada. Like it's known. We're doing a Norm Foster play. Norm Foster's plays are perfect for somewhere like Haliburton. It's like Ontario. The play itself is not actually set in Ontario, but it's just like quintessential Canadian. They're doing Doris and Ivy in the Home. And it's about these two ladies that meet in a retirement home, and it's about love and gossip and life and getting older and all that sort of stuff. It's a really, really charming, funny play. And then we're also doing Too Many Cooks, which is a farce by Marcia Cash and Douglas Hughes, again, Canadian, and it's set in Niagara Falls during the Prohibition era. So like rum running was at its height. So it's about this father, daughter trying to open a restaurant in Niagara Falls, and the success hinges on this famous singing chef, but at the start of the play he doesn't arrive. And then there's also like Chicago gangsters coming to find booze, and there's Mounties, and there's like all this sort of stuff and of course it's farce, so it's mistaken identities and comings and goings, and it's really fast paced and it's very, very hilarious. And so I'm looking forward to seeing that one, which is great. And then we have like two bought-in shows. So our two shows, we got Lisa Way and the Wayward Wind Band. They're a band out of Orangeville, and they do homages to eras of music or artists in particular. And so they're going to come up and do a show for us. They've been here like five times. They're like beloved up here in Haliburton. And then we've also got My Shadowy Yo, and it's a gentleman by the name of Fabian Arciniegas. He's this Colombian-Canadian gentleman. He's a storyteller. He's an opera singer. And it's a story of his life and him growing up and stuff like that, and funny and charming and poignant. And and that's the season. It's going to be great. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Walker, who works at a downtown Haliburton barbershop and is studying to become a paramedic, first performed in the Summer Festival in 2017 when he appeared in A Funny Thing Happened on the way to the Forum. For him, it was a delight to witness the level of artistic talent in the area. And today, he remains just as grateful for the diversity and depth of talent in the arts here.
It's unreal. It's so good. And when I did the show back in 2017, I got that first taste of this is Haliburton. This is what Haliburton has to offer as a creative pod. There's just so much here. It's like, yeah, there's like I say, there's like actors, singers, there's creatives who have like had careers in Toronto and moved up here. There's visual arts, everything. It's just like kind of sort of overflowing. So it makes my job really easy, to be honest. This is great. And so wherever possible, we try and cast everything locally, as local as we can get it. There's times where we get most of the cast, but then there's like one part or two parts that like we just can't find someone for. And so you're kind of walking that line of like finding the right person. You don't want to just like put anyone in, so you want to make sure you get the right person. And sometimes you have to go a bit further afield for that. But mostly, like last year, the musical was an entirely local cast. And I think we had, over the course of all the shows, maybe like four or five people that were coming from out of town. But again, this year, we've got even more people auditioning. And of course, Anne of Green Gables opens up for the youth of the community to come in and audition. So we're going to have like a kids cast in there. Because for me, a theatre doesn't continue without young people getting bitten by the bug, you know? So we're going to have like a bunch of kids in the show this year, which would be great. Hopefully they will continue to carry the torch and take festival forward or find ways to be creative in town.
While auditions have already begun and callbacks and casting decisions will be finalized in the coming weeks, Walker says the summer festival needs people who can contribute behind the scenes as well. He's calling on anyone who might not want to be on stage, but might have a desire to be part of the stage crew, or build and paint sets, or even be an usher to reach out to him. As a not-for-profit theater company, Walker says it takes many people to make a season successful.
It's not just on stage, because we're a not-for-profit company, so we rely heavily on volunteers. If you want to be involved but you don't want to be on stage, if being on stage is not your bag, that's absolutely fine. You could be part of the stage crew. You could be an usher. You could like help build a set. You could help paint a set. There are too many cooks that have to come together to make a season work and happen. So yeah, if there's something, if you want to be involved but like you don't want to be on stage, like we'll find a spot for you. You just let me know that you're interested and we'll get you in.
Walker says what he loves the most about live theater are the unplanned moments and unexpected mistakes. It's in these moments, Walker says, that actors learn how best to work through the challenges and cope.
It's maybe a little sadistic, but I love when things go wrong in theater because it's an opportunity for the actors to be like, how do we navigate this? Because when you're on stage, you can't be like, oh, that was a mistake. Let me go back and try that again. That's not what happens. It's like, oh, that person's costume malfunctioned or this person forgot their prop or... I went on stage one time without wearing my microphone. Didn't realize until I was on stage and said my first line, I'm like, wow, I sound pretty quiet. And so then I changed my blocking to hug the other actors who are all wearing microphones. And I'm like, whoa, like speaking into their microphones. You just got to try and figure it out on the way. And that's what makes theater electric and unique and amazing.
For more information, to volunteer or to purchase tickets, visit highlandsummerfestival.ca.
County Close-Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close-Up.